Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement, and wanted to talk a little bit about a great book I'm reading, and it just seems to be fitting. My life kind of is all directed or focused on a certain topic, and the book is called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. It's a book loosely written by Tim Ferriss, and if you don't know about him, he's the 4-hour week or the 4-hour work day. Or the 4-hour work week. He has a book that's motivational, it's inspirational, and talks about automating things to where you're able to be successful and find some kind of financial success through automation. But the guy's smart, he knows what he's talking about. But this is his book, and Ryan Holiday kind of adds to it and has created this book called Ego is the Enemy. And it's funny because you may or may not know this, but I do go to counseling every other week just to talk about life in general and to kind of check in with myself. I'm a big believer in that and think that it helps tremendously because health is more than just nutrition and exercise. There's also the spiritual aspect and the emotional aspect. And like it or not, none of us are unique in the situation that we have all been through traumatic experiences in our lives, and I think that it's good to talk about them. So, long story short, my counseling has been geared around ego, and I just kind of stumbled upon this book that I bought on Audible a couple of years ago or a year or so ago, and I started listening to it, and it really resonates with me because you have the view or the vision of yourself, and then below that is what is reality, and everything in between there is ego. And some have more ego than others. Some people don't have enough, where the reality is less than what they believe. And so it's this continuum, it's a stacked chart where, you know, we need to bridge that gap. And when the gap is great, when, you know, reality is nowhere near what we think or believe of ourselves, that's where a lot of problems and issues come from. That's where a lot of entitlement comes in. That's where people believe that, you know, the world owes them something, or people owe them things, or that this is what they deserve, when, you know, the reality is doesn't line up with their belief system. And so ego has gotten me in trouble multiple times. And I'm not an egotistic person. I think that the word ego kind of gets a bad rap. When you hear it, you think of a jock or a bully or somebody who's, you know, puffs themselves up unnecessarily. And I don't think that that's necessarily where I'm at, but my ego, you know, my belief of where I'm at or what I deserve or who I am isn't necessarily always lining up with reality. And it kind of rubs me wrong when I hear that, because I'm always talking about positive affirmations and speaking things into existence and using your words to create. And so maybe, for example, you are out of shape. And so using a positive affirmation of saying, I am in shape, I am an athlete, I am eating healthy, even though that might not be reality, you almost, you fake it till you make it. And so I'm a big believer in that, but I can look back in retrospect and see where my ego has gotten in the way of me progressing or finding happiness or moving forward. And so a great example, my ego got me in trouble yesterday. So this ego deal, it's in my counseling, it's in my Audible, it's the book I'm reading, and it just showed up yesterday where I go to the gym and there's a gal lifting weights, and you know, the weights that she's lifting is 365 pounds on a deadlift, and it was very impressive. And I had no intention on deadlifting, but when I seen that, I decided, man, I want to go work out next to this gal, and I want to see where she goes, and I want to show off a little bit and show her how much I can deadlift. And it was a learning experience, being that I did not warm up, and I went over there and was doing way too much and ended up tweaking my back with 135 pounds, which is nowhere near my one rep max. But because I was being prideful or leading with my ego, I got hurt. And so it's the saying, pride before a fall. And I can totally feel that. I can see that in my life. And I don't think it's coincidence that I just turned 34 on Saturday, and within a week I tweaked my back. Comes with aging and getting older, but I should know better that I can't just go out and start lifting weights like that. I need to warm up and do things right and probably stick to the plan that I had going into it. And so there's a great example of my ego getting in the way. You know, my belief system of I can do this, and the reality was, hey, you've worked out several times this week, your body's stiff and tight, and we didn't plan on doing this. We did this a couple days ago. We probably shouldn't be. And yeah, so here I sit with a sore back and having to take Advil and have a hard time bending over and putting my socks on. And it'll be like that for a couple of days, but I move on and I just learn from that lesson. I learned that my ego has the ability to get me into trouble. I can see the same thing in relationships where you may believe the relationship is this or that, or you have a belief system or values in the relationship, and the reality doesn't necessarily line up with that, and that creates tension, that creates an issue. And so it's a great book, you guys. So I want to highly recommend Audible's great, and I've listened to quite a few books on Audible. I drive a lot of them. I spend a lot of time in the car. And so it's called Ego is the Enemy, Ryan Holiday. It's a great, great, great book. It's a great read. Lots of information about the ego and how to overcome that. And I'll share more with you as I read more and listen to more. I just wanted to share that little piece with you because it's funny. It's a reoccurring theme that I can't really shake. And so I want you guys to maybe think about, you know, how has ego gotten you in trouble? And some of you, it might not be an issue. You might have a really grounded sense of who you are and what reality is. And, you know, I have a puffed up, you know, sense of self-being from time to time. And like I said, it always seems to get me in trouble. So kind of reflect, see, you know, do the work. Sit back, maybe get into a quiet place. Think about ways you can improve, or maybe ways that you have gotten in trouble through your ego, and what you can learn from those situations. But again, check out my Instagram channel. I'm going to have a little video on ego and give a little more explanation on that and what I'm learning from this book. But also go to YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and check out my book, 21 Days to a Healthier You. I appreciate all your guys' love, all your support and attentiveness, and I appreciate that you guys applaud these episodes as well as favorite them. It shows me a little bit of love. So I hope you guys are encouraged or motivated by this message today. Get after it, keep grinding, and have a great day.